I know your life is simple, and only you can know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. So go raise high on that mountain. And all your work on earth is done. So go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how we cried the day you left us. Wish I could round your grave to weep. Wish I could see those angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. So go raise high on that mountain. It's on your work on earth is done. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son. So go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son.
Amen. Now a gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning with verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, said Jesus. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And now a reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And now a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 4. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Amen. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. George had many gifts which he employed for the common good. George began life in Brazil. He had a normal childhood, according to his niece, yet he excelled in sports. He played soccer, swam in the lagoon near their home. As he matured, George played many sports, including basketball, field football, track and field, in which he won many medals, particularly in high jump, long jump, and hurdles. At one time, George held several national records. This athleticism fueled George's gift for dance. As Ecclesiastes 3 says, "For in everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to mourn, and a time to dance." At age 23 began George's time to dance. A ballet company in Belo Horizonte was in need of strong males to support female ballet dancers. George was recruited and began a long career of dance that started at Ballet Ana Lucia with rigorous training in classical and royal ballet technique, as well as Russian technique. George was trained by some of the best in Brazil, giving him the skills that allowed him a career that took him from Brazil to the United States, including time in Fort Worth, Texas, where I understand he met Carol, and time in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and of course, Lufkin, Texas. Over 20 years of professional dance. His outstanding dance experience fueled George's gift for teaching. George's professional career gave him the insight to be a teacher of dance that motivated young dancers at the Academy of Gymnastics and Dance and Susan's Dance Studio in Lufkin. Psalm 30:11 says, "You have turned my mourning into dancing." While no longer performing dance professionally, George was able to inspire his students to professional careers in dance. George was able to serve others through his gift of dance. While in serving others, he was serving God. Psalm 149, 3 and 4 says, "Let them praise God's name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and with lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with victory." But George's gifts went beyond sports and dance. George was also a gifted chef who shared his love of cooking with students, some of whom would later become chefs themselves. In 1988, George moved to Lufkin to become executive chef at Memorial Hospital. George's gift for cooking and for leadership merged when he was elected president of the Deep East Texas chapter of the Texas Chefs Association. George was a man of many gifts and was generous with his gifts. He taught and he inspired others. He volunteered and cooked for charity, including the Salvation Army and public schools. These volunteer opportunities also gave him an opportunity to share his gift for ice carving. Ralph Waldo Emerson, a poet who was born in 1803, wrote a short poem on the successful life. In that poem, entitled "To Laugh Often and Much," Emerson says, "To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that one has breathed easier because you lived here. This is to have succeeded. From the pictures of George I have seen, he has the face of someone who laughed often and much. His sense of humor was displayed when he told one of his students she was the daughter he never wanted. From the stories I have heard from students who were motivated by George, it's obvious he had the respect of intelligent people. From the stories of his help in schools, it is obvious he has the affection of children. From his practice of the fine art of dance and ice carving, he obviously appreciated beauty. Indeed, Emerson could have been describing George Ramos when he wrote of the successful life. Thanks be to God for the life of George Ramos. Amen. Now, if you'll turn in your bulletin,